is Abby.
This is Abigail.
This is Haley.
Okay, so we're doing chapters 7 to 9 today, and our question is, what happened to Nakata when he was unconscious, and how did that affect, and how did his loss of consciousness affect him in other areas of his life? So
as we know, Nakata was really the only one that was greatly affected by the rice bowl incident. He was the only kid who really suffered any lasting consequences.
Really, any consequences? I don't think any other children had any symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm. They just woke up and were fine. That was not
Nakata. What were some of the consequences that he went through?
Well, he lost, I believe, his entire memory, including reading and writing and stuff.
Yes.
And now he can talk to cats, which is
interesting.
And I believe those were the main consequences. I can't think of any of those other ones.
Didn't his intelligence also decrease?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He couldn't read and write and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caused a mental disability.
He says he's dumber now.
I don't get that, I don't feel I know that, he's simple. He likes things to be simple, but I won't, necessarily call him dumb.
Yeah, one thing that's really interesting to me is the fact that he talks in the third person, and he refers to himself as Nakata and not, I or me.
Yeah, exactly.
It almost, distances him from himself. So that's something I always found very interesting. Also, he could talk to cats, and that's interesting, and maybe not the most real thing, but that comes back to the idea of, the magical realism.
I think he, as we were talking about earlier, why he, refers to himself as dumb is how, we see that as, insulting and, self-deprecating or whatever. Well, I think it's because, his father, he was talking about how his father, was always angry about that. And, I would be too, he was, so good, and, he was in school and everything, he was fine. And then all of a sudden, this rice bowl incident happens, he loses consciousness, everyone else is fine, and then his kid, out of all the kids, suffered the consequences, I suppose. So I think he's kind of like that because his father, he knows that his father, feels a certain way about him and his intelligence after the incident. And I think that's kind of what really, I think that might be why he got the idea that he was dumb. What if he's not even dumb? What if he just thinks he is because he's been told that? I don't know. He's simple-minded, but I don't think he's,
dumb.
He can't be that dumb. No one else knows how to talk to cats. I'd say he's pretty intelligent.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting with that is that the father doesn't blame him, but I feel you don't insult people for things that aren't their fault.
Yeah.
Especially if it was, a medical emergency.
Exactly. And I don't think he, was, harsh on Nakata. I don't think he was, abusive or whatever, but I think there is some level where Nakata might have felt like his father didn't treat him the same or felt a different way about him because of the incident.
Mm-hmm.
And then also how we were going back earlier discussing what kind of, things he was able to do or not able to do after the incident. He also says that he's always healthy and he hasn't been sick once. And he doesn't have cavities and he doesn't have to wear glasses.
Yeah, on page 48, when he was, talking to cats, he tells the cat that, he's dumb. And then the cat's like, well, you can talk to cats, so maybe you're not dumb after all. And then Nakata's like, no, I'm dumb. People say that I'm dumb, so I'm dumb.
Yeah. And, how, what I thought was interesting, I highlighted this in my book. When Nakata's talking, he's, first of all, how he talks in the third person. And then also how, in the novel, they actually spell words, the way that he would see it, the theory of finance was spelled, fine ants instead of, finance.
Right.
And I thought that was so interesting how, department is department, I thought that was really interesting how Murakami kind of, really, why he exactly did that or that he went so into detail you know, like, I don't know.
I feel like part of the reason he does that is to give, to show the language, like, do you, like, I'm trying to, like, how the language isn't quite right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's close, but he's not on it.
Yeah, because he also does, like, sub-city. Mm-hmm. For sub-city.
Industry. Ministry. You know? How, like, a child would speak. Like, yeah. Little kids, like, they sound out words. Like, when they're just learning how to spell or write or read or whatever, they're taught, like, to, like, syllable by syllable, go slowly and, like, really sound it out. So, like, they'd say, like, fine, ants. And, like, that's how, like, a child would think. So maybe it's also to kind of show that he has, like, the knowledge or, like, the level of knowledge as, like, a toddler or, like, some type of child or small child, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think his lack of language is interesting because, like, it says that he, like, is talking to other humans. His language is stunted and it's not quite right.
But he can talk to cats fine.
But he only talked to some cats fine. I know, I think it's chapter 10 or 11. He has trouble talking to certain cats.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's, like, the brown striped cats. Their language isn't good. But Siamese cats have really good language skills in comparison to humans, which I found interesting. It's almost like even the cats are class divided.
Yeah, and, like, what we're talking about, that's in the beginning of chapter 6, actually. Oh. So, I mean, that's fine.
But I mean, we could just extend our podcast to, like, 6 or 9, since we're just talking about chapter 6.
Because, you know, that's where a lot of the Nakata, that's where a lot of his, like, the rice bowl incident, like, the aftermath, like, what he suffered, a lot of what he went through is in chapter 6, mostly. Like, that whole chapter is basically just about Nakata. So, I just wanted to point that out.
Why do you guys think that Murakami included him as a character?
Like, I think that Kafka and, like, Nakata are connected somehow. And that's, like, maybe to, like, show their story. I don't know. But I feel like they'll, like, wrote the end of the book, like, they'll come together somehow. And then they'll, like, I don't know.
I definitely would agree with that, that Nakata and Kafka are in some way, like, connected. I wouldn't say, like, related or anything, but I would say definitely somehow they're going to have to come together at some point throughout the novel, because Kafka's, you know, like, a main character, of course. The whole book's about him and his adventure, or so we could call it that. And Nakata is basically the star of this whole, he's basically the main character of the rice bowl incident if you, like, separate them. So they're both, like, big, big portions of the novel. Everything about the rice bowl incident basically surrounds Nakata now because he's the only one that was affected long-term and, well, at all. So I think that they share that in common, the fact that they're both pretty big characters in their own little, you know, if you separate the two, they're really big characters. So I think at some point they are going to have to meet and there's going to have to be some sort of, like, connection or something, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. Some overlap.
Yeah, there has to be. I mean, I don't know why they. I mean, it's like, it's kind of odd actually, because, like, if you separate, like, the not, like, Kafka and, like, his whole adventure and his whatever, and then you take the rice bowl incident and kind of put them into different categories, Kafka and Nakata, they're both main characters of two different things that are going on within the novel. I think that's kind of interesting, how, like, we can kind of separate it and kind of look at it that way. At one point, though, I think they will connect, and there will be some sort of ground level between the two.
Do you think that their stories will connect, or do you think, like, the characters themselves will connect?
I would say, I mean, it's possible that their stories could connect at some point, I suppose. But I think the characters will end up connect. I think probably both, in a way. Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that Kafka and Nakata as characters will connect in some way, but I feel like their stories might have something in, like, as we read on, I think that some, like, there's something in common somewhere. Yeah. It's messy, but there's something.
I also feel like the thing that happened at the rice bowl incident had to happen for, like, Nakata and, like, Kafka to connect.
Yeah,
or, like, the story will be completely different.
Exactly, there is some definite, like, connector between the rice bowl incident and Kafka. And, I mean, they seem so distant from each other right now. But at some point, I think it's something is going to bring the two together, and it's going to kind of be like a aha moment.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to have to do with Nagata's ability to talk to cats. Like, he has that power for a significant reason. We just haven't hit that reason yet.
Yeah.
Maybe cats, like, represent something in Japanese literature that we don't know about.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting how Nagata names him.
Yeah, he does name all the cats. That is also a really interesting fact.
I think that's kind of cute, though. Like, he's kind of giving them, like, a name, you know? They're not just cat, you know?
It also provides him a way to, like, re-identify them later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If he didn't have, like, some sort of, like, way to, like, identify them, like, I think at some point these cats are going to come back or something, or... Because, I mean, why else would he, like, identify them with a name if he's just going to kind of, like, swipe them away, you know? Like, he's not just finding them and leaving. He, like, talks to them and, like, gets to know them and, you know, makes friends and whatever. And, like, I think that's kind of cool how it's not just like, oh, I'm going to find you and just kind of whatever.
Also, like, the cat Otuska, or I don't know how to pronounce this name. Okay, so, like, he said that Nagata, like, lost part of his shadow. Like, in the other world. And I thought that was interesting because, like, that's one of the, like, consequences of the Rice Bowl incident, like, that he lost his shadow.
That is very interesting.
A part of his shadow.
Also, don't oftentimes shadows represent, like, the darker part of yourself?
Yeah,
in miniature. So, the idea that, you know,
purity.
Nakata's, yeah, pure and sweet.
And, like, simple-minded.
That could come back to, like, he almost lost his dark side.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Nagata hasn't, like, lied or done anything, but, like, no. He's, like, a pretty good character, like, I don't know if innocent's the right word, but, like, a pretty pure character.
Yeah.
Also, like, after, like, he came back from the Rice Bowl incident, like, all his memories were wiped out. Like, he was, like, a blank slate. And then he lost everything, but, like, he was, like, a blank slate. I don't know.
He had, like, a fresh start.
Yeah.
Of some sort. And, you know, if you look at it in that way, like, he had a fresh start, that's sometimes good. Minus the fact that, you know, he lost a lot of his... knowledge and
mental ability.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think anything else that needs to be said?
No.
I think we pretty much got it covered. We kind of discussed what happened.
Okay, well, I'm Abby.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Haley. Bye.